makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. The Texans will face the Detroit Lions before they head into their bye week. Sports Radio 610's Mark Vandermeer and I preview the Week 7 game. But first, remember you can buy tickets to hear Kenny Chesney when he comes to Reliance Stadium on Saturday, August 16th. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
The Lions finished 7-9 last season. They spent this offseason working on their running game and improving their defense in the backfield. Will those improvements be enough to beat the Texans in Reliance Stadium? Vandermeer breaks it down.
And I think they bring firepower because you look at Calvin Johnson, Roy Williams, they have some weapons. Running the football, though, that's where the weakness is going to be. Tatum Bell is back for Detroit. Kevin Smith, they drafted him. I think he could be a nice NFL player, but I think he can force them in long down and distance situations and send Mario Williams after Kitna, send Roosevelt Colvin after Kitna, get to him, make some things happen, force some turnovers. I like the Texans to win this one from where we sit now because they're the stronger football team. But to me, this could be like Atlanta was last year, only at home, where it's a dangerous game. Don't think you're going to walk through them. Remember, they played the Dolphins the week before the Texans did. So how are they going to be against Detroit if they're coming off a fattening win against the Miami Dolphins with a lot of carbohydrates? Are they going to be lazy against the Lions? They can't afford to be.
The Texans have started a drawing for fans to purchase tickets to the team's first ever Monday night football game. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.